What about the combination of Bev and erlotinib, both in terms of the research issues? I know you're looking at this in the stage three setting.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also in terms of non-protocol therapy. Can you kind of review that whole arena?
Right. I think the attractiveness of combining erlotinib and bevacizumab is they target two kind of new pathways and validated pathways. Each of them by themselves have been shown to improve survival. So the attractiveness of combining them is that it's a novel targeted approach. It gets away from some of the traditional toxicities we get with regular chemotherapy. I think it makes biologic sense to do it. The initial data we had from MD Anderson and Vanderbilt was very encouraging. That data was moved into a randomized phase two, which actually suggested, again, that Bev added to chemo or added to erlotinib did better than chemo alone. It also suggested that the combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab looked as good with less toxicity than the chemo bevacizumab. So I think it really opens up the possibility that in some patients, they may be better served with a non-cytotoxic approach, combining these novel targeted agents. Now, I don't think the jury's out on that. We've got some phase three trials that are ongoing that are going to answer this question in terms of that combination. And we also have to remember that we may be able to identify with various biomarkers patients who, at least from the erlotinib point of view, may be best candidates for that approach.